Gili Nishmas, Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. We're up to Siman Tav Chamed Gimel. Habdika Tzarech Shetia L'or HaNer V'l'or HaLavana. You have to use a candle, not just use the moonlight to do the bedika. Oh, and the Mishnah says, when at night, Belel Yodalit. Nowadays, many people use a flashlight. A flashlight is safe, and you can see very well with a flashlight. And they made the takana to do the bedika at night when people are at home. And with a flashlight or with a candle, you can see the corners. The moonlight won't be enough light. You have to do a very careful bedika. And the Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, Ein bodkin l'or havuka el l'or haner. You shouldn't use a torch. Why not a torch? Because a torch, there's such a big flame, you're afraid to put it into the corner. It's going to cause a fire. It can cause a fire, chas v'shalom, and you won't do a careful bedika. So that's why you use a candle. And as I explained, nowadays, many, many people use a flashlight, and that's certainly good l'chadchila. Some want to keep the old minhag alive, and also will have one person taking around a candle, but certainly the main thing to use is the flashlight, that you can do a much better bedika with a flashlight. And at the end of the siman, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows: Sif Yud Aleph, Hamachabed Chedro beYud Gimel beNisan uMachaven Livdok Hachametz uLevaro. If you sweep up carefully on the day before the bedika Yud Gimel, and your kavanah is to do the bedikas chametz, veNizar Shelo LaHakni Sham Od Chametz, you're careful not to bring more chametz there. You have to do bedika b'leil yodalit. It doesn't count as a bedika. Why? The Mishnah says the kibud is not a bedika gemura, because maybe there's a sweeping isn't enough. Maybe you left some chametz in a hole somewhere that fell into a guma, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch says you have to do a real bedika, because a kibud isn't enough. Oh, so we saw in an earlier shir, the Ramah adds on, v'chol adam tzarech l'chabed chador of kodem habedika. You should sweep the house, the rooms, before you do the bedika. And because without the sweeping, the bedika itself won't be good enough. Oh, and that's how people do. So here we saw in an earlier shir, the Shari Tshuva already says that people are makil to do not such a careful bedika. Why? Because we clean the house, mechabdin, verochsin, menakrin, akol. We clean the house so carefully. We don't just sweep, we do a very, very careful cleaning. And therefore, already based on that Shari Tshuva, many of the Achronim say that nowadays, make your adin, one can rely on that very, very careful checking. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says earlier in the Shari Tzion, that some hold Maker Adin. You have to put out the 10 pieces of bread in order to be able to say a bracha on the bedika. Rav Nevensal quotes in his Mishnah Berurah on this halacha, Abal ein chova livdok hakol ela yivdok rak berifruf. Just not a careful bedika. Levara im hakol nuka, just to make sure that it was all cleaned. Kach Rav Shlomo Zalman paskind. So certainly, since some of the poskim say it's better to do a real bedika anyway, like the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, why don't you do a real bedika? But Mikra Din, many poskim say you can rely on the careful cleaning, and then if you put out the 10 pieces of bread, and you don't know where they are, and you look for the 10 pieces of bread, so we assume Mikra Din, that counts as enough of a bedika, already starting based on the Shari Tshuva here. Then the Ramah adds on, "Ve'akisim o bateyad shel begadim shenosnim behem lefamim chametz yuchim bedika." You have to check your pockets for chametz. People put chametz in their pockets by mistake. What if you remember? I never put chametz in my pockets. So the Mishnah says, "To milsa de lo ram yalehu v'lava daite." This is not something you think about during the year, and therefore you might have done it without realizing. So therefore, one should check the pockets of his clothing before Pesach. The custom is, the minhag is that any clothes that you will wear or might be worn, you should completely free of chametz. You should brush them out and check the pockets and check the hems. Some people dry clean the suits they'll be wearing for Pesach. the clothes that you're not going to wear on Pesach, so then one does not need to check the pockets, if there are any crumbs there, so they you'll be mavatel them, and there's no chash of coming to eat the crumbs because you're not going to wear it during Pesach. But any clothing which will be worn or might be worn during Pesach, one indeed should check the pockets. The Sfarim bring down that the idea of checking the pockets is a remez of checking that your mamonis is kosher. Your financial matters are kosher before Pesach. The pockets is where you keep your wallet. So as Pesach is about to start, review your financial dealings, make sure everything's clean. That's quoted in the name of the Shua and others. I wanted to add on that nowadays, there's something else we keep in our pockets, our phones. And one indeed should be careful and check his phone for chametz before Pesach. And sometimes people have on their phones things that are worse than chametz. So it's a very good idea to follow this Ramah. And as part of our cleaning for Pesach, to talk about clean our phones, put a filter on, be extra careful. And I think that's a very good message to take with us. We know that the Sfarim say that chametz symbolizes the Eitzar, Matz symbolizes the Eitzar Tov. So part of Pesach is to work on strengthening the Eitzar Tov over the Eitzar Hara and checking our pockets for chametz. The inappropriate material is a good application of this Rama. Okay, we'll stop here.